your holy name. In Jesus' precious name, we have prayed. Give Jesus a big hand and please be seated.
This morning, this service, it is testimony time. Please let's honor Jesus with a big, big, big hand of praise this morning. Let's listen attentively to the following documented testimonies and be blessed. Number one, supernatural change of level. I lost my job in January 2014, and since then, I've experienced career stagnation. Over these years, my life was battered, beaten, and shattered. My marriage almost collapsed. Children's fees was a problem every term. Debt was ravaging my life. There was no transport money for me to go out, even for church services. I would trek to church from my house, about 4 kilometers, both to Covenant Hour and for church outreaches. We hardly ate well in the house with 5 children. My wife paid the house rent and sustained the home with food, and sometimes gave me pocket money. I had a testimony of a brother facing the same challenge that left his place of comfort and came to Lagos, Canaan land, to distribute 1,000 flyers every day, trekking from one point to another for his personal outreaches. I emulated him, picked up over 1,200 flyers, and started distributing it and sharing the word by trekking from Mile 2 to Mazamaza, Orile, and Oshodi. In the second week of my vigorous and passionate engagement in personal soul winning, a multinational consulting firm called me. Let's give Jesus a big hand. I was interviewed on phone. I was later called to come in person to pick up my offer of appointment as a manager. Today, if you are clapping, you can make it bigger for Jesus. Today, I resumed on the job with mouth-watering packages. God has changed my story. I give him all the glory. And the testifier is S.A. Alex. We can celebrate Jesus some more this morning. Number two, miracle conception via kingdom engagement. In October 2015, I participated in the Wonder Double Prophetic Agenda Phase 2, but I concentrated more on praying for myself because I've been believing God for the fruit of the womb for 3 years then. But at the end of everything, nothing happened. This year, 2016, I had testimonies of people who said they forgot about themselves and concentrated on kingdom advancement prayers and got amazing results. So I decided to follow their footsteps by forgetting about myself, both wholeheartedly and passionately concentrating in praying for souls and for God's kingdom. Praying for souls became a burden in my heart. I prayed until I knew God had heard me. Because whenever I had testimonies of salvation, I told myself, I prayed exactly about this. I began the prayers in February 15, 2016, when the Operation By All Means Prophetic Agenda began. By March 6, 2016, I was confirmed pregnant. And the result indicated I got pregnant on the 29th of February 2016. Just 2 weeks of engagement. I am still in shock of God's act and speed. Indeed, Matthew 6:33 works. God has given me my testimony. I am blessed to be a part of this ministry and grateful for the privilege to work for God. It has turned my life around. Thank you, Jesus. And the testifier is Sandra Laura. Please let's rise together this morning and give Jesus a big hand of praise for all of these amazing testimonies.
Hallelujah. Lift up those 2 hands, everyone, and let's give God thanks this morning for answered prayers. Let's give him thanks for hearing us and sending us speed. This year, both as a church and as individuals, lift up your 2 hands and give God thanks. Give him thanks in words. Give him thanks in words, don't mutter words. Father, thank you. If you believe he heard you this morning, respond with thanksgiving. Respond with thanksgiving. If you believe that he heard you this morning, respond with thanksgiving. If you believe that he heard you this morning, respond with thanksgiving. Thank him also for those amazing testimonies. 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 Now speak to me this morning, I want to hear from you. Speak to me this morning, I want to hear from you, Jesus. Speak to me this morning, I want to hear from you, Jesus. Speak to me this morning, I want to hear from you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' precious name, we have prayed. Lord Jesus, thank you this morning for another bright and glorious day. Thank you for answers to our prayers. Thank you for your good hand upon each and every one of us. Thank you for your good hand upon this church. Thank you for your good hand upon this commission. Receive our thanks in the name of Jesus. Amen. Take all the praise in Jesus' precious name. Something very striking happened from those testimonies this morning. Within my 2 weeks of engagement, a multinational consulting firm called me. At the point where my wife was giving me pocket money, paying house rent for the family, and servicing the home with food. I heard somebody's testimony, and I said, I'm getting here. I'm plugging into it, because there are no private testimonies in the kingdom. Within 2 weeks of my rigorous engagement, not casual, my rigorous engagement, my miracle came with mouth-watering packages. Everything turned around within 2 weeks. We serve a God of speed. And then my daughter shared, she waited 3 years up until 2015, began to pray, oh God, open my womb. Then heard the testimonies of others. She decided to follow their footsteps and began praying kingdom advancement prayer. By the time she went for pregnancy test, she was confirmed pregnant only 2 weeks into that engagement. Now, between now and the 40th anniversary, my God will decorate everyone that choose to go all out for him supernaturally in the name of Jesus. Because we serve the God of speed. The testimony of Wigglesworth gave me my place of authority over all devils. I never met him. I read that testimony. I understood Ephesians 2:6 and Ephesians 1:20 and 21. And my far above mentality came alive. And today, by his grace, I rule over all devils. I'm telling you the truth. In the name of Jesus, may these testimonies quicken your pure heart. Amen. To engage with God no longer casually. Amen. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Now, those who will do those things, they know on the spot. As the testimony is landing, they know, that's me. That's me God is talking to. No one here will arrive at this 40th anniversary without his own liberation testimony. Without our own liberation testimony. Without his own change of story testimony. You believe that? Let me hear your loudest amen. Let your amen indicate speed. Let it portray confidence. Let it portray confidence in God. In the name of Jesus. So shall it be. God, you have started speaking to us. Speak to us a little more. In Jesus' name. Give the Lord a big hand of praise. And please, you may be seated. We've been talking of the God of speed. Now we saw him in action. 2 weeks. And I don't know why they lined them up together. 2 weeks, this one. 2 weeks, the other one. It means there's a two-week package for you. As many as touched him were made perfectly whole, based on the woman with the issue of blood's testimony. They all plugged into it, and as many as touched the hem of his garment were made perfectly whole. They didn't know anything was there, but the testimony of that woman showed them, your own is there. Your own is there. So everyone possessed with devils that touched the hem of his garment, the devils left them. Everyone oppressed with sickness and disease, everyone with terminal disease, touched the hem of his garment and they were set free. Testimonies are pointers to your package. They are pointers to your heritage. Don't just be entertained by them. Be instructed by them. Be instructed by them. Be instructed by them. Be instructed by them. Don't just be informed. Be instructed. Don't just be enlightened. Be instructed. And don't reduce yourself to a point where you are just being entertained by it. Be instructed by it. Amen. Be instructed by it. We're in a very highly prophetic season. All that will respond to these prophetic pointers will have great stories to tell. And that includes you. Engaging the God of speed through the altar of prayers. Within 2 years, the God of speed took over the whole of Asia through the ministry of Paul. Acts 19 and from verse 8 to 20 is a long passage. But the summary is that within 2 years, all that dwelt in Asia had the word of the Lord. Great, amazing move of the Spirit. The good news is we serve the God of speed. One day, two towns told to the Lord by one miracle as the Holy Ghost eroded the news across the two towns. All that dwell in Sharon and Lydda turn to the Lord by the hand of the God of speed. All that dwelt in Lydda and Sharon saw this miracle of the impotent man that never walked and turned to the Lord. The God of speed is here at work today in the midst of his people. It will one more time show us that he's still on the throne. Because between now and the 48th anniversary of this commission, that begins on the 2nd of May, we are going to see the kind of multitudes flock into this church in droves
and abide there beyond all we have ever seen. And it's starting this Sunday. Innumerable multitudes will be flocking here in droves in response to the prayers of the saints and the light on how to invoke the God of speed. We shall see it happen. God who could rake a whole continent within 2 years, who wreck a city in 1 day, we will see this God in action. And that happened by the word of the Lord. And the word says, and so mightily grew the word of God and prevailed. Acts 19 and verse 20. The word was going forth night and day in one school of one tyrannous. So within 2 years, all that dwell, all of Asia, heard the word of the Lord. The word is brewing in this place by the hand of God who gave the word. And so we are set for another phase of explosion. It's not just prayer that invokes the hand of the God of speed, but the prayer of faith. Say with me, the prayer of faith. The prayer of faith. We saw this illustration in James chapter 5. The prayer of faith shall save the sick, and the Lord shall raise him up. Verse 15. Elijah was a man of like passion. He prayed the prayer of faith. God of speed showed up. The whole of Israel turned away from Baal to the living God. As fire answered speedily on Mount Carmel. The fire that turns cities to the Lord is about to fall again. And it's falling this time. The fire that turns cities to the Lord and nations to the Lord is falling this time. The priest of Baal came since morning. 1 Kings chapter 18, verse 23 to 39. And they began calling on their God. They are God of slow motion. From morning till evening. No answer, no sound, no voice. Elijah stepped out. And within a moment, the prayer of faith opened the heaven and the fire of the Lord fell. And to show it came from the Lord, it swallowed the stone, licked the water. Amen. The burnt offering turned to ashes. To show it's not natural fire, it's fire from heaven. The God of speed showed up within a moment, and the whole of Israel began to scream, "Ah, the Lord is God! Ah, the Lord is God! Ah, the Lord is God!" That's the God of speed for you. He will show up again. He will show up again. In our midst, it will show up again. In our midst, it will show up again. In your life, it will show up again. There are many people, within 2 weeks, it will change your story. 2 weeks of fervent engagement on the prayer altar. 2 weeks of passion. passionate pursuit after souls. Instead of looking for this thing for 10 years, engage according to his word. It will turn your story around. Ever reliable, ever sure. Every testimony you hear before the Lord is exactly as they are written by those who send them in. It must happen in your own life. But expectation is what gives value to our intercession. What is faith in the first instance? Faith is the substance of things expected. What faith does is to substantiate expectation into manifestation. What faith does is to trigger expectation, to trigger manifestations based on your expectation. So no expectation, no faith. The substance of faith is our expectation. For surely there's an end, and the expectation shall not be cut off. So it takes expectation for your intercession to be fruitful. The servant of Abraham prayed for speed and took steps to see his expectation turn to manifestation. And as the daughters of the men of the city came to fetch water, he said, "Whosoever I shall ask to give me some drink." And he said, "I will not only give you, I will give your camels also. Let that be the one you have chosen for my the son of my servant." And as soon as he approached this woman, he said, "I will also give your camels also. They have never met." The prayer was answered with speed, but actualized with his expectation. So set your expectations right. It's your turn to experience the hand of the God of speed in your life. Why not? It's important for you to also ask God, send speed on my prayer altar, that whatever I ask of you in advancing your kingdom will be answered with speed. Lord, grant me speed every day in this prophetic season, that also if I reach out to, will be convicted and converted. Whosoever I invite will respond with speed to come into your house. Can I hear your amen? You do that from your heart. You engage genuinely. The God of speed will show up in your life. Let me hear your loudest amen. Well, it's no big deal for God to double the attendance of this church between now and the 40th anniversary. We shall see it again. He has done it before. He will do it again. The God of speed is in our midst. We can't doubt that in the life of individuals, in the life of the church. The God of speed is right seated in our midst. May his presence make all the difference in your own life. Stand to your feet, everyone. Is the God of speed, and he answers our prayers when we seek him with all our heart. You shall seek for me. I'm the God of speed, and find me when you shall search for me with all your heart. With all your heart. No casual engagement, but hearty engagement. Heart-rooted engagement. Highly expectant engagement. Lift up your two hands. Lord, I want to see you too, like others have seen you. I want to see you, the God of speed, in my life. And grace me to engage in advancing your kingdom with all my heart and with the whole of my desire. Lift up your two hands and call for that grace. It's no respect of persons. What he says to one, he says to all. What he does for one, he will do for another. Our God is no respecter of persons. It's not a robber. It's not a user. He's a lifter and the glory and the lifter up of your head. He's a story changer. He's still changing stories today. It's your turn to experience a change of story. He's still changing stories today. It's your turn to experience a change of story. He's still changing stories today. It's still changing stories today. Your story is next on the line. Your story is next on the line for a dramatic change. Your story is next on the line for a dramatic change. Thank you, Father. Take all the praise in Jesus' precious name. In Jesus' precious name. Well, Sunday is a covenant day of business breakthroughs. In the name of Jesus, no more failure in our endeavors. No more stagnation in our engagement. No one here shall be granted again. When you choose to obey him, you have committed him to change your story. He will change your story. All your mockers will see it and turn to the Lord. All your mockers will see it and turn to the Lord. All your mockers will see it and turn to the Lord. In the name of Jesus Christ, lift up your two hands and speak to the day. Speak to the day. Let every prayer I pray today for souls to be saved, for souls to be established in the faith, be answered with speed. Let everyone I reach out to today respond with speed. In the name of Jesus, lift up your two hands and speak to the day. It's your day. It's a day the Lord has made. You shall rejoice and be glad in it. No evil report. No emergency coming your way. It's a day of testimonies. Celebrate him.
Speak to the day, speak to the day. Make your declarations right in faith. And now begin to celebrate God, begin to glorify him. Give him all the praise, give him all the glory, give him all the honor, and give him all the adoration. Blessed be your holy name, Jesus. You are worthy of all praise. And you are worthy of all glory. Thank you, mighty God. In Jesus' precious name, we have given thanks. Somebody believe, say aloud, amen. Don't forget, we have flyers available. You pick up what you require and use it advertising Jesus, and he will reward you openly in the name of Jesus. Let's share the goodness of the Lord together. Surely, God's goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives. And we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Amen. Peace. Welcome to 2021, your year of supernatural turnaround. Then expect turnaround to become your new identity from henceforth. Amen and amen. You are blessed. Congratulate somebody as you go.